I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information, as usual, and it seems like for a number of shows in a row, we've had some blockbuster news, and tonight will be no exception. I guess, in my opinion, the mother of all conspiracies is what's going on now with the genocide of humanity, but probably second to that is the one we're going to talk about on tonight's ET Yoga show, which will connect some startling information concerning the Titanic and how it affects you and how it affects this country. And before we get into all of that, plus that'll probably be the first half of the program. The second half will be continuing another version of Earth history from about the 1930s to the present time, which will cast information and enlightening information concerning our current state of affairs. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition. Japa Yoga being one of six branches of yoga as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda in his Integral Yoga Institutes. And this chanting will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Huh?
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of my spiritual teachers. That was a clip from back in the 1970s. The Hari Om is another name for the Absolute, and it can also mean remover of obstacles. And Shanti means peace. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because we already know that you're making a big difference in the world just by being you. And it's nice to know there's so many people that can relate to the information given on this program. And I'd like to extend an invitation to the listeners to contact me concerning questions that you may have about anything that you hear on ET Yoga, either current or in the archives. And by the way, you can always go to BBS Radio, ET Yoga, on your search engines. When you come to that page, scroll down to find the archives, hit on that button, and you'll have access to all the programs that have been done for the last 16 years. And it's a free service, no strings attached. Similarly, if you write in and ask me a question, there'll be no strings attached. Free service. I'll try to answer your questions to the best of my ability. And as well, I appreciate hearing suggestions concerning program content. I can't recall ever receiving a request for program content that I didn't use. And also, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that you pick up on ET Yoga. So please feel free to contact me at paperfungo, 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 at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, at yahoo.ca. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is presented as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstances. And fact is, I know very few people who have distanced themselves from mainstream medical. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Now, moving on to the centerpiece of tonight's program will be information that's vitally important to all Americans concerning the Titanic. And this information comes from Swaru of ERA, ERA being the planet in the Pleiades. And Swarus have like 24 strands of DNA. and this is the information that they're giving us. The Titanic was another 9/11. Lusitania was another Tonkin Bay. Lusitania was sunk by an American submarine so the U.S. could have an excuse to enter World War I. Like the attack on a U.S. destroyer off the coast of Vietnam, never happened. It was only an excuse. We must mention Pearl Harbor as well, as the U.S. Roosevelt and Department of the Navy knew about the attack and chose to do nothing as well. Now, there's an interviewer here named Dale Harder, and his comment about that was, yes, this is so, just as the elimination of Sir Isaac Gary was to prevent UFO disclosure, and I suspect the Kennedy assassination. And Soirou says, Kennedy, UFOs, yes, but not only UFOs. He wanted to tell us about the secret societies ruling the U.S. Eisenhower wanted that as well. It looks like Kennedy didn't know what he was up against. And Dale says he did have some protection, but alas. And Soirou says, not enough. The very Secret Service was infiltrated and, in fact, also shot at him. It's documented. And Dale says, I've never trusted the SS. Just another name for the SS from Germany. An extension, if you will. And Soirou says, it is the same. It's exactly the same, as SS does not stand for Secret Service only. It stands for Schwarzsan in German, and that's S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-E. Sun, S-O-N-N-E, in German. Black Sun or Saturn worshippers. Saturn equals Satan. That's why the Nazis had black suits. That's why the Secret Service wears black. They are the priesthood of the Order of the Black Sun. They are loyal to their Saturn-worshipping overlords, not to the President of the United States. And Dale says, now perhaps explain the Titanic. Was this a military move and the ship was sunk on purpose, as I suspect? And Soirou says, okay, Titanic. The owners of the Titanic were, among others, the Rothschild and Rockefeller, who owned the White Star Line. They wanted to implement the Federal Reserve, but powerful people opposed them, people who they could lure on a ship and sink it, get them out of the way. So some years before the first ship of the line, the Olympic, crashed with another ship, a Royal Navy battleship. The Olympic was damaged and badly, as her keel was bent. She sailed with an ugly list to port. She was not insured, so the White Star Line had to pay the Royal Navy so much money because it was the Olympic's fault during the crash right outside Southampton. And this just about left the White Star Line in bankruptcy, as they were also going through a bad coal strike that was affecting business badly. The captain of the Olympic at the time of the crash, and the one who caused the crash was none other than good old Captain Smith. So, they had a bankrupted White Star Line and a crashed expensive liner that would cost more to repair than to build, and two others in the docks being built, the Titanic and the Britannic. So they executed a master plan to replace everything on the Titanic and place it on the Olympic, who was still very new at the time, like 1 year and a bit of service. All they had to do was replace the names, some details on the superstructure, like lifeboats and internal things with names like the cutlery, and the Olympic became the Titanic and vice versa. They made a media story, a lot of propaganda about the ship being unsinkable she was, and this to tell everyone what she really was, which was sinkable. You know how these psychopaths work. They always tell you what they're going to be doing. So they think this will affect their karma. So as that was the event of the year, every rich and powerful person wanted to be in on the party. And Titanic's maiden voyage, of course, people like the infamous J.P. Morgan, co-owner of the White Star Line, was on board, but he got off the ship minutes before she set sail. And the silly Monopoly game man, J.P. Morgan, was not only in on this, he was one of the masterminds. The survivors of the Titanic do say she had an inexplicable and ugly list to port as she sailed. Notice how the Titanic sank very stable until the last minutes when she broke apart. She did not capsize. The Britannic, her sister ship, sustained similar damage on the same side as the Titanic, and she capsized minutes after having had that damage. And apparently that ship hit a mine during World War One, and all the computerized and large-scale models that were sinking in staged pools indicate that a ship like the Titanic and her sister always capsized when they took water in from a gash or hole in her starboard bow side. When the ship got to a specific location in the navigation maps, she was to stage a rubbing against the first piece of ice she found. There they had another ship waiting, the Californian, another ship owned by the J.P. Morgan henchmen and henchmen. Interesting. Another ship sitting out there at sea. And during that ugly coal strike, it was difficult to get enough coal to make a crossing, Southampton to New York or anywhere. But this large line, the Californian, was just sitting there with her engine on, burning coal, and she had nothing on board but a cargo of blankets and sweaters. Doesn't this strike you as strange enough? They were to rescue some of the survivors of the Titanic, but not all. The iceberg did not sink the Titanic. She was big and strong, even though the metal was cold and brittle. It was not enough. She rubbed on the side of the iceberg. Chunks of ice fell on the decks, and many played with them. The accounts say. But immediately after, this premeditated event, Captain Smith ordered the ballast keel valves to be open. These valves are designed to let water into the ship to make her heavy when in rough sea, for example. The pumps would take the water out to lighten the ships as needed. And that's why the ship sank so evenly and did not capsize until well into the sinking, because she was flooding from the center of the keel. Perfect uniform flooding. The iceberg is innocent. I remind our listeners that this information comes from Swaru of Era, Pleiadian. Then a number of things didn't go according to plan. Nothing ever does. But in the end, they got what they wanted. More than 1,500 people died unnecessarily that night. Other important first-class guests, like the Strauss couple that were opposing the Federal Reserve, were shot in their cabins with a .38-caliber revolver to ensure that they did not survive the incident and did not get into a lifeboat. In 1985, Robert Ballard had a well-founded search for the Titanic that led to her discovery. And that in itself was not what you were told it was. He was not there to look for the Titanic. He was being founded by the U.S. Navy to look for the remains of two lost submarines, the Thresher and the Scorpion, lost in that same general area of the North Atlantic. And he was told that he had to find the submarines first, and if he had remaining time, he could use it to search for the Titanic. It was also a cover-up because the Soviets were also looking for those submarines. The U.S. Navy needed a cover story to get to them first. Do you remember the sunken submarine that was named U.S. Thresher? Well, it didn't sink. It was taken away by the Federation. And the USC Scorpion? Well, it didn't sink either, not exactly. It crashed in the caverns under California on its way to its base in Area 51. Robert Ballard, the one who supposedly found the Titanic, the U.S. Navy paid him and made a deal. He was supposed to go out and look for the U.S. Thresher and find it and take pictures of garbage and junk on the bottom of the sea and say that's what's left of the Thresher. In exchange for that, the U.S. Navy would give him exclusivity of having found the Titanic that the military had previously found decades before, and they had already investigated everything to do with that sinking and had removed the radioactive material that was in its interiors. And Gosha says, radioactive material from where? And Swaru says, the Titanic was carrying radioactive material from Novaya Semya, Russia, to New York. But it was lost in the accident. So the Titanic was sunk as another 9/11 to get away with an agenda. To claim insurance for the Titanic, money again. Yeah, it's like they said in famous movie, the answer to 99 out of 100 questions is money. And the second agenda here was to implement the Federal Reserve because it no longer had people who opposed it with the voting. And with the Titanic, the United States died as it forfeited its freedom. And the Palladians put in the article 1775 to 1913, rest in peace. Now, why would they say that? Well, because in case you, well, it's only been known for a few years, but most people think the Federal Reserve has something to do with federal. It has no more to do with federal than FedEx. The truth is that the Federal Reserve is privately owned banks. And most of these are European. And in fact, for decades and decades, it wasn't possible to find out who exactly these banks were. And I can tell you that there's 10. Rothschild Bank of London, the Warburg Bank of Hamburg, the Rothschild Bank of Berlin, Lehman Brothers of New York, Lollard Brothers of Paris, Kuhn Lowe's Bank of New York, Israel Moses Seif Bank of Italy, Goldman Sachs of New York, Warburg Bank of Amsterdam, and Chase Manhattan Bank of New York. And these banks are connected to the London banking houses, which ultimately control the Fed. And thus, why the Pleiadians would say the end of America. Now, Senator McFadden, and I'll quote from him, his statement was, every effort has been made by the Federal Reserve Board to conceal its power. But the truth is, the Federal Reserve Board has usurped the government of the United States. It controls everything here. It controls all our foreign relations as well. And it makes and breaks governments at will. They have robbed this country of more than enough money to pay the national debt. And it is constitutionally illegal. Now, I've gone on the internet and done a little bit of searching, and I can see that they do make it seem legal, but it's not. It's against the Constitution. So basically, this country was taken over in 1913. And later on, movie producer and director James Cameron went down in advanced submersibles and took thousands of photographs of the wreck. Cameron wanted to find the most important piece to photograph, the ship's name, which was in the wrecked hull, Titanic Liverpool. He did not find it. Yeah, no joke, because it wasn't the Titanic. What he found was some telltale letters that were covered with a plaque. It read TITIMPIC. And Dale says, "Oh my, I am blown away. This is a most amazing story. Thank you so much for clarification. It all makes perfect sense, as terrible as it was and is. So sorry to make you type so much, Swaru." And Swaru says, "You are welcome." Because all the communications that are taking place between these Pleiadians and Cosmic Agency, where the information is collated, and at Swaru.org, and that's Cosmic Agency at Odyssey.com. And Dale says, "Was this publicly known, or is it?" And Swaru says, "Not to this level of detail. There are many people starting to be aware of this, and there are YouTube videos debunking this, what I just said. This is not my theory. It just happens to be what I believe happened with the best information we have here. And we are well-informed as it gets. It's our job to be. A chunk of ice sinking an 85,000-ton ship? No, I don't think so." And that's from Swaru of Era. And I've gone on YouTube and taken a look to see what is there. And there's some good ones there, I think, that support this conspiracy theory, if you like. But one thing I like about conspiracy theories, especially when, is when Pleiadians say they're true. So you can take it for what it's worth. There's no proof. This is, in fact, there's no proof that Swaru of Era is even giving this information, because they're not allowed to prove it. In violation of Federation rules. And not only that, but if they could prove it, it would place the people in jeopardy that work for the website and the people that produce videos related to a lot of information that's coming in from these Pleiadians. And I might add, you should check it out, because Cosmic Agency, Odyssey.com, lots of videos there, and over 1,400 articles at Swaru.org, and that's Swaruu.org. About 1,400 articles written by Pleiadians. And they go into a lot of our bogus history. In fact, they're doing a study right now on the fact that all our history is false. No kidding. Just like this history is false. The story that's being told about the bite, that is what our whole history is like. One BS story after another. And I might add that if you don't know about ETs or don't believe in ETs, I mean, it's not a prerequisite to listen to ET yoga. And I've never asked people to believe in ETs because it's all about the information. Does the information resonate with you? Is it true or is it not? You know, that's what it's all about. It's not trying to prove ETs or, you know. In fact, the public, they probably won't believe in ETs until some idiot at the White House says that they're for real, despite the evidence, despite the constant contact with extraterrestrials, despite the fact that we've been controlled by extraterrestrials, despite it all. And I may also refer you to a television program. It's called Stargate SG-1. And if you don't know about Stargate SG-1, in my opinion, it's the most amazing show that's ever been on television. It even covers current events that are taking place today, and this show was done in 1990. And it's just an amazing program. And not only that, but at the end of each episode, there's credits given to U.S. Space Command. Oh, really? I didn't know we had U.S. Space Command back in 1990. Well, yes, we have, because there's been a secret space program going on for, I don't know, it's probably pushing 100 years now. Well, sometime back in the 30s and 40s, then this all kicked off, and that's the next thing I'm going to touch upon. This is the next false bit of history that we've been told. And I'm going to preface this by stating that at the Farsight Remote Viewing Center, and you can check that out on your internet, they have a picture there posted of a base on Mars. And this is connected with the secret space program, because we have a base on the moon, we have a base on the Mars. Hundreds of thousands of people out in space. A lot of this $7 trillion or so that disappears from the American government, it's all going for black ops and secret space program stuff that's going on all over the place. But if you'd like to see a picture of the actual base on Mars, you can go there. And if you don't know about, even though you don't, I'm not asking anybody to believe in ETs, just the information, the truth of it is that if you don't know about ETs, you don't even have a clue what's going on this planet, nor do you have a clue about your own extraterrestrial heritage. You're just oblivious. Because we come from the Lyra constellation, Vega star system. That's the origins of humanity. And along the road, we were given the DNA from 22 different extraterrestrial species. We're the best this galaxy has to offer, except that most of it's like being unplugged. We're only functioning with, for most people, two-strand DNA and maybe three chakras. And we have a 12-chakra system and a 12-strand DNA. So, you know, all this garbage about us being part of the sixth hybrid race, we don't need a hybrid race. We already have the best DNA in this galaxy. And once we ascend to 5D, that will activate. Then humans will realize who they really are. Now, with respect to some of this modern history that we've been BS'd about, William Tompkins, Admiral of the Navy. He passed away not long ago. But if you go to rense.com, R-E-N-S-E, you can find articles by William Tompkins, who's exposed a lot of this information. Now, the Germans were given UFO technology by a rogue group of Pleiadians from Aldebaran, probably in the 1930s. According to James Rink at Super Soldier Talk, the Germans had a base on the moon in 1937. And the fact that Admiral Tompkins brings out is that, well, for sure, you know, Hitler didn't die there in Berlin, wherever that they said he died over there. No, Hitler escaped, and there's proof he lived in Argentina and other places. But the fact of the matter is that the Germans took all their UFO technology down to Antarctica, and there's a place there called, New Schwabenland or New Berlin. There's a lot of names for it, but the bottom line is that they had a base down there in Antarctica. And this is where Admiral Byrd took a fleet of ships and planes in Operation High Jump to kick their ass, basically, when they found out they were down there. Only thing happened was that during World War II, this UFO technology was not weaponized. And by the time Byrd got there, it was. And they had lasers coming out of these UFOs. They'd come out of the water. They basically destroyed their fleet and their planes and everything, and they went limping back to the United States. And long after, there's a photograph of 10 UFOs hovering over the White House. I believe it was 1950. And deals were cut. They didn't want to make it obvious that they had superior technology and we had no defense against them. And basically, the internal mechanisms of the United States became what we call now deep state. All these five-letter or four-letter agencies, all these became manned by former Nazis. And there was even the 1,500 that came over under the guise of being scientists under Operation Paperclip. And so in point of fact, you know, the United States has been internally controlled since. So you want to know the real truth about history. That's the real truth. Since the time of the 1930s and 40s, so we've had UFO technology since that time for, I don't know, figure out the years, 70 or 80 years, we've had UFO technology. Some of the UFOs that you see in the sky they're not extraterrestrial, they're our craft. But I don't know, I've heard we've got about 50 craft. Maybe more, who knows? But, Alex Collier once said that the U.S. president, there's 45 levels of clearance above president. He's got a video out. He shows the different levels of security. And above the CIA, even, if we can imagine, they're above the law. Kennedy tried to put them under the military. They're under nobody's control. And above them is Ultra. And I think they're in charge of the bases on the moon and Mars. And the top level is Black Monk, which is ET, extraterrestrial. So, you know, you want to know the hierarchy of why the U.S. president is a puppet? It's because there's a level of government above our level of government that controls this planet. So I hope you picked up some interesting information here. Food for thought, let's say, and you can do your own research. But I think that if more and more people get wise, apparently about half the states have banned the Fed movements. It's kept quiet. It's not really publicized by the mainstream media. But in point of fact, if we want to have to take this country back, we've got to get rid of the Fed. You know, you want to, and it's unconstitutional. The United States has to print its own money. And all that money that they've stolen, because this was all fraudulent, should be repaid back to the American people. That's point of fact. And I'd like at this time to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I always share with you the Who Am I technique, the technique I picked up from Baba Ram Dass. And subsequently from Sri Ramana Maharshi, who was the originator of this Who Am I technique called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, which was given to his close disciples. And the process is you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and you become that spot. And once you become that spot, I would suggest you get to the highest place you know how to get to first. And thus, full attention, become that spot in the center of your forehead and ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or twice or several times, whichever is comfortable for you. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.